Safi's Angel by Hilary McKay. Read by Deborah Gillette. When Saffron was 8 and had at last learned to read, she hunted slowly through the colour chart pinned up on the kitchen wall. It was a painter's colour chart from an artist's materials shop. There were rows and rows of little squares, each a different shade of red or blue or green or golden yellow. Every little square had the name of the colour underneath. To the Casson children, those names were as familiar as nursery rhymes. Saffron found indigo almost at once, a smoky dark blue on the bottom row of the chart. Indigo was 2 years younger than Saffron. His name suited him exactly. He was a thin, dark-haired little boy with anxious, indigo-coloured eyes. He had a list in his head of things that did not matter, such as school, and another list of things that did. High on Indigo's list of things that mattered was his pack. That was how he thought of his sisters. His pack. Saffron was the middle one of the pack. Saffron had to climb onto a stool to see the colour chart properly.
"I can't find me," she grumbled. "I can't find Saffron written anywhere."
"What about the rest of us?" asked Indigo. "What about the baby?"
Indigo did not like the baby to be left out of anything that was going on. This was because for a long time after she was born, it had seemed she would be left out of everything and forever. She had very nearly eluded his pack. She had very nearly died. Now she was safe and easy to find. Third row up at the end of the pinks. Rose. Permanent Rose. Rose was screaming because the health visitor had arrived to look at her.
"Make Rose shut up," shouted Saffron from the stool. "I'm trying to read."
"Saffron reads anything now," the children's mother told the health visitor proudly.
"Very nice," the health visitor replied, and Saffron looked pleased for a moment, but then stopped when the health visitor added that her twins had both been fluent readers at 4 years old. Saffron glanced across to Caddy, the eldest of the Casson children, to see if this could possibly be true. Caddy, aged 13, was absorbed in painting the soles of a hamster's feet. But she felt Saffron's unhappiness and gave her a quick, comforting smile. Caddy appeared over and over on the colour chart, all along the top row. Cadmium lemon, cadmium deep yellow, cadmium scarlet and cadmium gold. No Saffron, though.
"I can't find Saffron," complained Saffron crossly.
"Saffron's yellow. Look under the yellows," said Indigo, and tipped the whole of the coal bucket upside down in the hearth to sort through it for lumps speckled with what he believed to be gold. This made the health visitor start coughing.
"I don't know how you keep your patience," she said to Eve, the children's mother.
She had dropped in to weigh Rose, as she often did, and had noticed at once that the baby had gone a very strange colour, a sort of brownish mustard. She began undressing her.
"I've looked under all the yellows," said Saffron loudly and belligerently, "and I've looked under all the oranges too, and there isn't a Saffron." Rose wailed even louder.